The Christopher Diaz Reddit Takeover, written by Dillesthetics, read to you by BeBrave13, a 911 fic featuring the pairing Evan Buck Buckley / Eddie Diaz and Evan Buck Buckley and Christopher Diaz. Summary. r/ off my chest. u/ Chris _ Skywalker. 57 days ago. My, male 13, dad's best friend, male 31, is dating an ugly old hag when he should be dating my dad, male 33. Where do I even start? OMG. 35k upvotes, 783 comments. Or, Christopher takes out his frustrations with Buck and Eddie on Reddit. r/ off my chest. u/ Chris _ Skywalker, 57 days ago. My, male 13, dad's best friend, male 31, is dating an ugly old hag when he should be dating my dad, male 33. Where do I even start? OMG. Me and my dad moved to California when I was like 7, so like 6 years ago. He started this new job as a firefighter, which was super annoying at first because he made me stay with my bisabuela all the time when he was on shift. I love my bisabuela, but her house smelled of old people, if you know what I mean. But then one day my dad told me he found this person, let's call her C-3PO, who could look after me while he was at work. I have cerebral palsy, so it was kind of necessary, I guess. C-3PO came into my life at the same time as my dad's best friend. Let's name him Bibble. Bibble is a coworker of my dad. They're partners on the job and they do crazy shit together. Bibble started coming over to hang out with me when my dad was busy. I liked him right away. He just exuded this kind of best friend energy. I also found out it was Bibble who introduced C-3PO to my dad in the first place, so kudos to him. After my mom died, she wasn't really in the picture for a few years, Bibble became this essential part of our lives. He was supporting my dad through his grief, and he was good at it, always managed to distract him. My dad would let me stay with Bibble from time to time, such as when Bibble was in recovery from a work injury. This one day, we ended up going to the pier when a tsunami struck. Long story short, Bibble saved my life that day, and Dad... well, he took it upon himself to tell Bibble how much he appreciates him, hard eyes and all. It was kind of embarrassing. He did it with me in the room. It wasn't long after that that my dad had a scary accident on the job that nearly cost him his life. He decided to rewrite his will, to put in Bibble as my legal guardian in case he ever dies. Mind you, we have a whole family tree of people who could take me in instead, but Dad chose Bibble. Down bad behavior, if you ask me. Bibble is kind of like another parental figure to me, if that makes sense. He doesn't just hang out with me and play games. He takes me to PT, drives me to and from school sometimes, and generally hears me out like a parent would. It's this complicated kind of relationship where he could be a parent to me, but it's never been acknowledged out loud, so I don't mention it. I think of Bibble like a second dad to me in some ways. Maybe that's weird? For so long, I thought Bibble and my dad just had this intricate relationship that can happen between two best friends, depending on each other, supporting each other through everything, but I didn't until recently realize that what they have could be considered as more than bestie boos. I mean, they are inseparable, not just on the job, but throughout life. They treat each other like they're partners or married. Dad doesn't act that way with any other coworkers or friends, although limited, of his. What led me to consider that they could be more was when Bibble started dating this other firefighter, let's call him Tuberculosis, male 60. All cool that Bibble started dating men, I have no issue with that, except why the heck would he date Tuberculosis, the most boring, unfunny, insufferable man on earth, when he could go for someone far more interesting and someone he has history with, such as my dad? Bibble has always had shitty taste in people he's dating, but this one is extra horrifying. I realized then, when Bibble started gushing about tuberculosis, and in turn, Dad broke up with his girlfriend, convenient timing, that I must do something. Redirect Bibble's attention to what matters most. And that's me and Dad. Not some stupid, ugly hag who doesn't even have any taste in the Star Wars franchise. Tuberculosis can eat shit with the kind of Star Wars opinions that he has. Still haven't forgiven Dad for forcing me to hang out with him when he and Tuberculosis were buddies. I guess my point with all of this is that I'm pretty sure Bibble and my dad are into each other and should be together instead, but I don't know how to make it happen. P.S. I'm like 99% sure my dad is gay. He is crap with women, and I don't think he likes them very much. Not in a misogynistic way, but in a having panic attacks over being with one way. Yet he smiles like a moron whenever Bibble gives him the tiniest bit of attention. And not to brag, but I've had more girlfriends, 5, than dad, 3, and I'm 13. Help. 3.5k upvotes. 783 comments. Your fave yaoi. Gay! Chris_Skywalker, OP, responded, yeah, that's the whole point. Be serious and offer help. Your fave yaoi responded, get voodoo dolls of them and make them smooch. Gray poop. Sorry about your mom, that must have sucked. Chris_Skywalker, OP, replied, yeah, it's a bit easier now, though. Thanks. Poop emoji. Ash_4567. I think you should find out if your dad's actually gay first. Maybe you're wrong about this whole thing. Chris_Skywalker, OP, replied, clearly you haven't met the man. Grumpy Bill. You said you consider Bibble as a parent to you. It's normal for kids to want their parents together. It doesn't necessarily mean that they should be, and that there's something deeper between your dad and Bibble. Chris_Skywalker, OP, replied, if you spent 2 minutes in the same room with them, you'd find out just how wrong you are. Gayest person on Earth. You could parent trap them. You seen the movie? Chris_Skywalker, OP, replied, released 1998. I am 13. You think I'm gonna waste my time watching ancient movies like that? Gayest person on Earth replied, bro, just watch the movie and thank me later. Also, you're literally a Star Wars stan and 1998 is ancient for you? Chris_Skywalker, OP, replied, at least Star Wars is good. Gayest person on Earth replied, debatable. Chris_Skywalker, OP, replied, alright, that's it. I'm taking this to DMs. Prepare to fight. r/off my chest. u/Chris_Skywalker, 51 days ago. Update. My dad's best friend is dating an ugly old hag when he should be dating my dad. A lot has happened in a week. Let me catch y'all up. Me, Dad, and Bibble were supposed to go camping, just the three of us like usual. We do this every summer. It's like a family tradition. Except this time, for some reason, Bibble brought along tuberculosis. Way to fucking ruin it, man. It was a shitstorm from the very kickoff point. See, it's always Bibble driving, Dad in the seat beside him, and me in the back. When Dad took his seat beside Bibble, tuberculosis lost it. He made a scene in our driveway about how, quote, obviously, he should be sitting next to Bibble, not in the back seat, quote, like a loser. After he raged on for 5 minutes straight, felt like hours, honestly, my dad simply said, my car, my seating arrangements, and that shut tuberculosis up. Unfortunately, this meant I had to sit beside him for the whole trip. Thank God for noise-canceling AirPods. When we arrived at the campsite, tuberculosis became insufferable. He complained about everything. The bugs, the heat, the lactose-free food. We recently discovered I'm a bit intolerant. The beer not being cold enough, the thinness of the mattress in the tents, the outside toilets. And, you know, yeah, obviously all those things are annoying, but that's part of camping. You endure them and have fun anyway. Tuberculosis found zero fun in it and just brought the rest of us down. The cherry on top was when my dad and Bibble started setting up tents. We've been camping together so much that it's like second nature to them, same as when they're in sync on the job. Tuberculosis didn't like that. He tried to offer his bad advice about how to build tents while Dad and Bibble just laughed it off and did their own thing. Tuberculosis eventually left them alone and went to take in the scenery or whatever people who should be in retirement homes do. It's not hard to notice. The difference between how Bibble acts around Dad and how he does around his boyfriend. With tuberculosis, his smile is constantly wiped off his face and he sinks into himself, talks less, his usual exuberant self-expression practically non-existent. With Dad, he's 100% himself, a bit of a babbling weirdo, which we love and accept him for. I wish Bibble could observe himself from an outsider perspective and find out just how much more fitting he is in Dad's universe and not his actual boyfriend's. At the end of the night, Bibble and Tuberculosis had some kind of fight. I think it stemmed from the fact that we gave them the much smaller tent, and Tuberculosis apparently wasn't up to cuddling up. So Bibble ended up sharing our tent, which, yeah, was a bit tight, but we made it work. Dad and Bibble started whispering amongst themselves when they assumed I was asleep. They were talking over what had happened that day, giggling over the funny moments and carefully steering any topic away from Tuberculosis. They eventually fell silent until Dad suddenly said, quote, "I wish it had just been the three of us today." And after a few more quiet moments, Bibble agreed. This was all the confirmation I needed to kick off my plan. No matter what it takes, I'm gonna make sure Bibble breaks up with the old hag and realizes his true love is right in front of his eyes. I'm gonna Disney princess the shit out of this. I will keep you updated. 7.8k upvotes, 1,243 comments. Your fave Yaoi. Watching this unfold with a bowl of popcorn. Bibble. Wasn't aware I was involved in a homoerotic friendship. Chris_Skywalker. OP. Replied. Get away, real Bibble. This isn't about you. Portal 2 enthusiast. Tuberculosis seems to truly deserve the alias name you've given him. What an ass. Chris_Skywalker. OP. Replied. I was considering worse, but Reddit would have flagged my posts. Formless Blob. It sounds like they're fairly aware that there's more than friendship between them. You should put them in a romantic setting and see if they act on it. Just don't make it too obvious. Chris_Skywalker. OP. Replied. On it. r/off my chest. u/Chris_Skywalker. 43 days ago. Update X2! My dad's best friend is dating an ugly old hag when he should be dating my dad. I've made progress! While my dad and Bibble are not yet together, there is progress. One of you told me to figure out if my dad is actually gay, and I thought I'd start there. So, I cornered him in the car on our way to PT, seeing as he'd have no escape from the conversation. I started off by telling him that I think someone I know is gay, listing all the behavioral aspects I'd noticed in Dad's relationship with women without cluing him in the fact I'm talking about his behaviors. Dad wondered why I'm asking, and I said that I'm trying to figure out a way to talk to them about it and support them. In the end, he settled on telling me that if this person is in fact not straight, they would come to me eventually, and I shouldn't bring it up until they're ready. Which didn't really help, so I ended up plainly asking him, quote, "Have you ever wondered about your sexuality?" He nearly crashed the car and killed us both, but the look on his face was all the confirmation I needed. He stuttered like a kid, but managed out something like, quote, "Everyone does at some point." I told him I'm 100% sure I like girls and never had to wonder. Dad got quiet for a few minutes until he asked how I could be so sure. I told him, quote, "If you have to wonder about it, there's probably something there that you should explore." He didn't speak for the rest of the ride. A week later, Bibble came over for our usual Friday movie night. To try something new, I figured we could watch a gay movie. I settled for Love, Simon. Basic, I know, but that's the only family-friendly one I could find on Netflix. Bibble got very excited and said he's been binging gay movies lately to, quote, catch up on all he's missed, but hadn't gotten around to this one yet. Dad just sipped his beer throughout the movie in silence. During our typical movie nights, he quips jokes and calls out bad writing, so this was unusual. After Bibble left, he retreated to his room, barely managing a goodnight to me. I think I maybe broke Dad. Am I pushing him too hard? Am I not pushing him enough? I just want him to be happy, I really do, and I think he's never truly allowed himself to be happy, but he could be with Bibble. What else can I do to show him what's right in front of him? P.S. Stop leaving your bad Star Wars opinions in the comments. Be normal or get out. 9.2k upvotes, 1,783 comments. Your fave Yaoi. Jokes aside, you could let him know that if there's anything he ever wants to talk about, you're there to listen. Parent-child relationships go both ways, and it sounds like you two are a family that talks things through. Good luck. Chris_Skywalker. OP. Replied. My dad is the best. Sure, he's made mistakes, but he's a really good dad. Greyhound. You sound like a really nice kid, but maybe you should let your dad figure this out in his own time. Chris_Skywalker, OP, replied, Yeah, maybe. I'll keep it cool for a bit. Gayest person on Earth. I'm not gonna link it to you, but I believe I just found a post from your dad on Reddit. Just give him a bit of time. Chris_Skywalker, OP, replied, You can't just say that and not link the post. What the fuck? r/gay. u/minutes-to-midnight enthusiast, 44 days ago. 18 plus, not safe for work. Can I be gay at 33? I recovered my old Reddit account from high school for this, y'all. This is a cry for help. You'd think that at the age of 33, you'd know everything there is to know about yourself, yet something still manages to surprise you. For a bit of context, I'm a single dad, a veteran, and a current firefighter who was raised in a Catholic half-Mexican family in good old Texas. Catholicism isn't something I've practiced since childhood, but it haunts me to this day. In fact, it's my religious background that forced me into a marriage with my late wife at 19. Maybe force is a little bit strong, but that's what it felt like at the time, when I'd accidentally gotten my girlfriend pregnant and my family told me we can't have the child out of wedlock. All my life, I haven't allowed myself the time to get in touch with my feelings for other people. Mostly, I let them dictate what our relationship is like, and then just go along with it. My wife was my first girlfriend. I connected with her at this lake where we grew up, because she was considered the most attractive girl by the guys in our class. I guess I should be attracted to her as well. She was the one who initiated everything in our relationship, from innocent kisses to sex. I was never interested in any sexual endeavors with her, but she wanted it and I wanted to please her, even if I didn't get much pleasure out of it myself. When we had our son, I ran off to the military to provide for our family, and our bed life fizzled out completely. Back where I was stationed, I would sometimes witness relationships among the men in my team. There's this unspoken rule in the military where everyone is aware that soldiers are having sex with each other, but no one ever acknowledges it out loud. I found myself shamefully getting off to pictures running through my head of my coworkers having sex with each other, but I blamed it on being away from my wife and the kind of loneliness that only comes with being thousands of miles apart from your partner. After two tours in the military, I went back to Texas to a broken home, a home I was mostly responsible for breaking. It wasn't long after that my wife left me and my son behind in Texas and moved to another state. I resented her for it, almost as much as I resented myself for being a bad husband and dad. After a few years of working odd jobs, I realized that Texas was suffocating me and I needed a new life. Thus, I followed after my wife and moved to California, where I joined the Fire Academy. California opened up a can of worms. Begrudgingly, I reconnected with my wife and started this weird, casual sex relationship with her behind my son's back. I didn't trust her with my son after she'd left us, and it took a good while to be able to reintroduce her to him. I thought, maybe we could try again, try harder at being a family, a nuclear kind. Despite my efforts, eventually my wife asked me for a divorce, and before we could even consider going to a lawyer, she was killed in a car accident right before my eyes. I didn't date for a long time after her death. Never even considered that I would ever want to be with someone again. I thought relationships weren't for me, and I was bound to end up alone. I didn't even look at anyone, the grief suffocating me. Until a few years later, I ran into one of my son's old teachers on a call, this Latina woman with a kind smile and eyes. She was everything my parents ever wanted me to have in a partner, and once I got my son on board with our relationship, he loved her. This woman and I never entered a physical relationship, but we were there for each other emotionally. I'd go as far as saying she was building a closer familial bond with my son than a romantic one with me. She loved kids, wanted kids with me, but I wasn't there. We were together for a year when we were out shopping for her relative's baptism, and the store clerk assumed my girlfriend was my son's mother. Long story short, I ended up passing out on the store's floor and being sent to the ER, where a cardiologist told me I'd simply suffered a panic attack. A panic attack at the idea of my girlfriend being mistaken for my son's mother. Probably not a good sign. Eventually, I ended up talking to my best friend about it. Let's name him Truck. Me and Truck are partners on the job, and we've been very close since nearly our very first day working together. He's the one person I've always been able to count on since my move to California, and has gotten me through the deepest pits of hell. I trust him with my life and my son's. In fact, a few years ago, I assigned Truck as the legal guardian of him in case I pass away. With our jobs and the handful of near-death experiences I've had, it's necessary. And thus, I trusted Truck with the panic attacks I'd been having due to my girlfriend, and how I'd been trying to stick it out with her to eventually make a family with her since my son loved her so much. Truck wasn't happy about this. He pressed that it should be me who loves her, not my son. That sticking it out to see what happens wasn't a good enough reason to stay together. That settling for someone wasn't something I deserved. I realized he was right, and ended up breaking up with my girlfriend the next time I saw her. After the breakup, I, once again, didn't date for a long time. People around me kept pressuring me about it, but I never gave in. My tia even set me up on a blind date, but thankfully the woman was just as unenthused about the concept as I was. Dating felt like performing. Dating didn't bring me any joy. But I tried anyway, and after some unsuccessful attempts at picking up women at a golf course, I stumbled into my last girlfriend, another conventionally attractive Latina woman who I'd met on a call and accidentally ran into again at a hardware store a few months later. We dated for almost a year. She was moving into my house when I'd accidentally discovered that she had once been a nun in training. This shook me completely and unearthed some unpleasant memories from my Catholic upbringing. In the end, I felt uncomfortable with the whole thing and broke it off with her. However, there was something else that happened in my life at the time that I feel needs some special attention. Truck started dating a guy. One of my firefighter friends, in fact. Let's call him Grumpy. Up until this point, Truck had only dated women and never verbally expressed being into men as well. When he confessed to having been on a date with the guy, it came to me as a pleasant surprise. He was worried about my reaction, so I reassured him that his sexual revelation didn't change a thing between us. While I did believe it at the time, it feels like a lie now. Because ever since Truck and Grumpy got together, I cannot stand the thought of it. I liked Grumpy before, he was a great friend to me. Now, I think of him as the most insufferable, boring man on earth who doesn't deserve Truck and all he has to offer in the slightest. He never listens to Truck, never treats him as he deserves to be treated with the utmost care and affection, and all he can muster around him are horrible, dry quips that kill the mood. Truck isn't happy in their relationship, yet he's sticking it out like he once advised me not to. So, I thought it was my protectiveness over Truck that riled me up, but recently I've found it may not be all there is to it. Oddly, it all started with my son casually asking me about someone he thinks might be gay. He listed all the reasons and, God, it sounded just like me. The constant feeling as though I'm the lead in a play, performing in front of everyone who comes across the stage, the feelings I've forced, the people I've dragged into my pitiful life out of loneliness, the women I've led on. I realized that there's only one person who I've never had to pretend to be someone worthy around with, and that's Truck. Somehow he doesn't just tolerate my mess, but willingly inserts himself into it in hopes he can somehow make it better. And I'm not an idiot. I know what this sounds like from an outsider point of view. There's probably something there that I feel towards him, something more than friendship, and I've been trying to swallow it down for so many years that it's built up and decided to choke me. I don't think it's just feeling this way about Truck that makes me otherly. It's my experiences with women that are leading me to believe that all along I've been looking for love and acceptance in the wrong places. So, people have read it. Do you think I could be gay? Or am I just monopolizing real gay people's place in this sub? Let me know. 457 upvotes. 56 comments. Gayest person on earth. Not you making me tear up at 7 in the morning before work. Damn, man, I wish I could give you a hug. Hang in tight and give yourself a moment to breathe. Minutes to Midnight Enthusiast, OP, replied, Thanks, but I feel like I have to face this as soon as possible. I've wasted so much time. I can't afford to waste any more time. LP forever. You went to a golf course to pick up women? Minutes to Midnight Enthusiast. OP replied, yes. LP forever replied, are you aware that 77% of golfers are men? Minutes to Midnight Enthusiast. OP replied, oh. Spicy Bottom. Well, if you ever want to see if you're really into men, you can hit me up in DMs. I'm into firefighters. Minutes to Midnight Enthusiast. OP replied, I'll pass. Spicy Bottom replied, worth a shot. Cheese Sticks. Of course the millennial Linkin Park stan from Texas is a Fruit Loop. Fork found in kitchen. Minutes to Midnight Enthusiast. OP replied, is this English? Fried Egg Jellyfish. I'm like 2 weeks late, but upvote this if you saw the other POV in the bi-sub. Maltesers Are Gay replied, holy shit. r/bisexual. u/fuckly. 33 days ago. 18 plus. Not safe for work. I don't think my male 31 boyfriend, male 48, likes me. Advice. I wasn't sure which sub to use for this, but figured r/bisexual would understand me better than regular relationship advice ones. I realized I was bi only a few months back. In all honesty, I should have known that checking out other men and jerking off to fantasies of them wasn't very heterosexual of me, but it never occurred to me that this isn't something everyone does. But then Tummy, my now boyfriend, kissed me, and it felt just as exciting as kissing women, and well, that was a sign I couldn't ignore. Me and Tummy both work in the same field, but are stationed in different sub-departments. Last year he joined my team by flying a helicopter into a life-threatening rescue, and I thought he was kind of badass. We didn't meet again until a few months back, when he re-entered my life by suddenly becoming buddies with my best friend and partner on the job, Teddy, male 33. It's like, overnight the two of them became best friends, flying to Las Vegas and seeing MFA matches together. I felt excluded and jealous that they were spending so much time together. This one time, Teddy mentioned his plans with Tummy, and I assumed I was invited along until he asked me if I could watch his son, Triss, male 13, while they were hanging out. It's completely normal for me to watch Triss when Teddy is on a date or busy, I do it all the time, but this time it just stung. It didn't help that when I did watch Triss, all he would go on about was Tummy, who he'd apparently been hanging out with as well, which honestly surprised me, since Teddy is very particular about who he lets around Triss, and at the time, Tummy had been in their lives for just a few weeks. As per usual, when being burdened with complicated feelings I can't fit into a proper box, I turned to my sister, female 39, Sadie. She found all this very amusing and teased me relentlessly. Despite her attempts to make me see the situation for what it really was with silent nudges, I gave in to my delusions and thought I'd just insert myself into a hangout with Teddy and Tummy without their invitation. The perfect opportunity presented itself in a basketball game that our department organizes bi-weekly. It went about as well as you can expect. Throughout the afternoon, I obsessively fought Teddy in the game, ignoring all the other players, while Teddy carried on directing all his attention at Tummy. My frustration built up, and I knocked Teddy down onto the ground, maiming his ankle. I'd love to say it was an accident, but I'm not so sure. Teddy was furious with me, and I guess it made sense that it was Tummy that saved the day and took him to the ER. After that, my sister spelled out to me just how jealous I was acting. She literally compared me to a 14-year-old girl. I was incredibly upset that my jealousy led to hurting Teddy like that, and thought I messed up our entire friendship. Me, Teddy, and his son have been through a lot together. We're a little bit like a family unit. For one, I'm in Teddy's will as Triss's legal guardian in case the unimaginable happens. Losing Teddy and Triss would be... I fear I wouldn't survive it. Then, Tummy showed up at my apartment, claiming that Teddy wasn't actually mad at me and reassuring me that my role in Teddy and Triss's lives remained steady and irreplaceable. He even said that Triss wouldn't shut up about me while Tummy was hanging out with him, and that made me feel deliriously happy. But there was something about the setting, my apartment, dim at night, that kept me on my toes. Tummy and I kept moving closer to each other, and my brain fogged, all rationale leaving the building. I told him I'd been fighting for his attention the past weeks, and he seemed surprised, but one thing led to another, and he finally kissed me. I was flabbergasted, but also at ease. Like, Tummy kissing me made sense. It felt almost the same as kissing a woman, bar his stubble. But at the same time, I was discovering this new thing about myself, and I barely had more than 5 seconds to process it before Tummy was pulling back and asking me out on a date, to which I agreed. We went on the date that weekend, just a pizza, beer, dinner, and a movie after. I was very nervous, and babbling about how I've been an ally all this time and called him dude. Clearly, I wasn't very good at this, and the idea of being out with Tummy, a man, in public terrified me, because what if someone saw us? Unfortunately, my worst fear came true. No one other than Teddy and his girlfriend at the time, doesn't deserve a name, showed up at the restaurant on a date themselves. I fumbled badly, and before Tummy could explain why we were there together, I said something about, quote, going out to find some chicks. Basically, lied straight to my best friend's face. First I maim him, and then lie to him? How much worse of a friend could I be? Tummy wasn't happy about the lies either, told me I'm not ready for any sort of relationship with him, and left me on the sidewalk outside the restaurant before we could even go see a movie like planned. Wasn't great. I have some severe abandonment issues, and him leaving like that just triggered them. When I talked to my sister about how horrible I felt about lying to Teddy over the date, accidentally coming out to her on the way, she seemed more surprised that my date had been with Tummy rather than it being with a man. In the end, she advised me that if there was something I needed to tell Teddy, eventually I would. Eventually came a few days later when Teddy and I were having beers at my apartment, and he was seeking advice about his relationship. Plot twist, they ended up breaking up that night. Tummy came up in passing, and I couldn't hold it in anymore. I told Teddy we'd been on a date, and he was just so nice about it, said the right things, and made me feel seen. I don't know what I'd been so worried about. He promised me my sexuality wouldn't change a thing between us, told me to fix it with Tummy, and we hugged it out. I love being hugged by Teddy. His touch is just so comforting. Smiley face. I ended up asking out Tummy again, and making it up to him by inviting him as my date to my sister's wedding. Sudden, I know, but it felt like it was the only way I could prove just how ready I was. Before the wedding came the bachelor party, which I organized, as the room is my very close coworker. In fact, I'm the reason he and my sister met. Teddy helped me out a bunch, and he suggested we go in matching outfits as Crockett and Tubbs since the party was 80s themed. I'm mentioning this because when Tummy showed up, he was wearing a plain old Henley. I tried not to let it show, but I hoped he'd put more effort into it, you know? If he can fly a helicopter all the way to Las Vegas for a simple hangout with Teddy, why can't he put on something theme appropriate for the party I, his date, have organized and am super excited about? In the end, we unfortunately had to call off the party, and almost everyone went home, including Tummy, who'd been on call and had to go into work. I was also upset that he couldn't have arranged one night off work for this, but our jobs can get a bit crazy, I guess. I forgot all about it, though, because me and Teddy ended up partying together that night anyway and getting way too wasted. Don't drink, kids. The next day, after some serious complications with the wedding that meant the ceremony needed to be held in a hospital room, don't ask, Tummy showed up, covered in grime and soot from the fire he'd been working all night. I kissed him, having missed him, and I didn't realize I got some of his soot on my face. Unfortunately, this was how my entire team and family discovered I kiss men now. Kinda wish Tummy had told me about the suit. After that, me and Tummy became boyfriends. During this time, I'd been exploring my sexuality, figuring out my likes and dislikes, and getting used to how different it is being with a man after having solely dated women for 31 years. Honestly, not that different, aside from the bedroom business. Turns out, I really enjoy being pegged. What fun. But there are also a few other things that bother me. I like Tummy. I really do. He's fascinated me since the day I met him last year. He's older and so sure of himself, but I don't know how to put this without sounding mean, but it turns out he's a bit bland and boring. After hearing the tales of all he and Teddy got up to together as just buddies, I expected more than simply having takeaway in one of our apartments and binging shows until he turns off the TV to have sex. We haven't been out on a date in public since our second one. It feels like all he's interested in is being physical with me, and he cares little about what I have to say. I'm a bit of a rambler, and I can just tell that he's somewhere else when I end up talking in length, especially about something I'm passionate about. At most, he'll quip back with some dry joke. I also feel like my team, who I consider my family, don't like him very much. Two of my current coworkers used to work with him 10 or so years ago, and apparently they weren't on the best of terms back then, but they refused to tell me why. What's even more surprising is that while Teddy and Tummy had been such close friends when this all started, nowadays Teddy wants nothing to do with him. I've tried to make the three of us hang out sometimes, but it never works, and Teddy always finds an excuse not to show up. So I thought I'd invite Tummy along somewhere without letting Teddy know. Me, Teddy, and his son go camping every year, and I figured it'd be the perfect place to let Tummy tag along and for them to repair their friendship. However, Teddy was not happy. He tried to hide it, but I know him like the back of my hand, and I could tell he was uncomfortable the whole camping trip. Tummy didn't enjoy camping very much. His annoyance with all things nature built up until he snapped at me and told me to sleep elsewhere instead of sharing a tent together. Apparently, it was too small for the both of us, and cuddling up, quote, wouldn't do unless we were to have sex, which I definitely wasn't comfortable with knowing a 13-year-old kid was nearby. I ended up sharing the tent with Teddy and Triss. When Triss fell asleep, I started whispering with Teddy. I didn't feel like I could talk to him freely during the day. Teddy mentioned that he wished Tummy hadn't come, and that it's so much nicer when it's just the three of us together. I realized I agreed. Perhaps it was time to put my attempts to make Teddy and Tummy buddies again to a halt. I'm a little lost now. It seems that no one important to me likes Tummy, and that Tummy himself doesn't like me very much. Should I stick it out a bit longer and see if he improves? I don't want another failed relationship. I've never been able to build anything long-lasting and steady. I should give this another shot, right? Sorry for the long post. If you're still here, tell me your favorite fact about turtles. 10.9k upvotes. 4,587 comments. Fried egg jellyfish. Boy, I read the whole thing. You need to seriously sit down and carefully think about that whole jealousy situation. And I'm begging you to break up with Tummy immediately, no hesitation. Fuckly, OP, replied, okay, but why should I break up with him? Fried Egg Jellyfish replied, please find a singular brain cell and maybe you can put two and two together. Also, some turtles eat jellyfish. Maltesers are gay. Quote, I love being hugged by Teddy. His touch is so comforting. Smiley face. This is hilarious. Please keep it going. Fuckly, OP, replied. What's so funny about two guys hugging? Bye, bicycle. You should really figure out why your coworkers who worked with him before don't like the guy. He sounds sus. Fuckly, OP, replied. I'll try to ask again. The real Taylor Swift. How many birthmarks are there on Teddy's left cheek? Fuckly, OP, replied. 4. Why? The real Taylor Swift replied, just testing a theory. Maltesers are gay replied, most oblivious person award goes to you/fuckly. Fan is real. I would say, quote, straight best friend curse, but your best friend doesn't sound straight either. Fried Egg Jellyfish replied, he is not, ... Hoover the Dog, quote, I have never been able to build anything long-lasting and steady. My man, you just described to us having built a family with your best friend and his son from scratch. You are not as bad at relationships as you think. Fuckly, OP, replied, I meant romantic relationships. Hoover the Dog replied, yeah. You and Teddy have one. Gold Rush. I also realized I was bi in my 30s. Welcome, smiley face. Fuckly, OP, replied, thanks, smiley face. Bibble. whoa, I can't believe I located my bisexual alter ego. Fuckly, OP, replied, huh? Sad patoot. I hate to break it to you, but your boyfriend was interested in your best friend before you got together. Fuckly, OP, replied, that makes no sense, as my best friend is straight. Sad patoot replied, didn't you think you were straight before Tommy kissed you? Your fave yummy. This is the most entertaining Reddit has been in ages. Gayest person on earth replied, oh, you're here too! I wonder if Triss will stumble across this post. Your fave yaoi replied, afraid not, as Bibble had to bring up pegging. Your fave yaoi replied, feels bad, man. Drama causer. Hey, you slash fuckly, you might want to check out this link, and this post link over at r/offmychest. Also, break up with your boyfriend and date your best friend instead. Fuckly, OP, replied, excuse me? Fuckly, OP, replied, this boy is gonna have to put all his savings into the swear jar. A knock on his bedroom door interrupts Christopher from directing a turtle at the driver trying to catch up to him into the final race. Unfortunately, he slips on a banana peel and loses first place. Hey, mind if I come in? Buck's voice sounds from the hallway, muffled and thready. Christopher crosses the finish line second and exits the game. Go ahead. In an unnaturally quiet manner, Buck enters his room and clicks the door shut behind him. He takes a seat beside Chris, evading all the books spread across his bed. He's been unsuccessfully trying to catch up on his summer reading before high school. Video games are just a much better passage of time. Your dad just left, says Buck. He didn't want me to drive him there, but he said that if you want, we can pick him up together later. Christopher hums. We should. He never wants to be alone after therapy. Yeah, agrees Buck, rubbing his cheek absentmindedly. Something about him feels off, so Chris decides to prod. But before he can manage... You really think of me as a second dad, do you? Asks Buck, breathless. Christopher's mouth falls shut. What? Buck winces. Sorry, that came out of nowhere, I know. He takes a steadying breath. It's just, I might have accidentally seen that you've been yapping away on a certain social media site about me and your dad. It's Christopher's turn to wince. Never say yap again. And then it slams into him. Oh, shit. Wait. You saw my posts on Reddit? Yep, he quips. I didn't know you had such a foul mouth, Chris. But that's hardly important right now. Buck, I swear... It's fine. Buck gently cuts him off. You don't need to make any excuses. It's normal to be curious and seek out advice from impartial strangers. I just wish you'd come to me or your dad about it. Especially if you had concerns about, Tommy. I'm sorry I said your boyfriend's an ugly old hag, says Christopher. But he kinda is. Buck blinks at him a few times before bursting into laughter. For your information, he says, then pauses dramatically. Ex-boyfriend. Wait. I made my own posts on Reddit, says Buck. Christopher's eyes probably light up from his curiosity. Before you ask me about it, it's not child-friendly. But those strangers on the internet made me see Tommy for who he really is, and a bunch of other stuff I wasn't particularly aware of, and I called it off with him. It's over. Christopher releases a relieved sigh. Oh, thank God. No offense, but I couldn't handle another minute in his company. He sucked. Do you know he thinks Revenge of the Sith is better than Return of the Jedi? How foul, agrees Buck. And get this, Chris, warns Buck, tilting his head. Christopher deflates. To answer your earlier question, Yes, he carries on carefully. I mean, we don't talk about it, but I think you're way past just being Dad's best friend. I feel like your comfort matches Dad's. Like, I can trust you like I trust him. Does that make sense? Buck pinches his lips together, as though trying to hold back from something, but nods. That means a lot, Chris, he says wetly. You have no idea. I've always felt like I'm overstepping when it comes to you, you know? Christopher reaches over and lands his much smaller hand on top of Buck's. I've never thought you were overstepping. Neither has Dad. Discreetly, Buck brushes away a stray tear from the corner of his eye. They let a comfortable silence envelop them for a few moments. Christopher has always felt this ease around Buck, this sort of understanding that just being together is enough of a reason to feel joy. It's so much more than Buck simply being a fun guy. It's about Buck going out of his way to always ensure that he's being taken care of. By the way, starts Christopher, chewing the inside of his cheek. It'd be super cool if you didn't tell Dad about the Reddit posts. Buck places his hand on his heart. I promise I won't. But, he carries on, you should still talk to him about what it all means. I can't stand to watch you two dance around each other forever. Buck knocks his shoulder into Christopher's. Hey, I will talk to him. You better, he orders. In the meantime, do you want to play some Mario Kart? Without hesitation, Buck agrees. r/ off my chest. u/ Chris_Skywalker. 3 days ago. Final update. My dad's best friend is dating an ugly old hag when he should be dating my dad. Scratch literally everything I said. Why did I do this? Turns out my dad dating Bibble is the single most nauseating thing that I've ever had to witness. Yeah, they're together now. Bibble broke up with the ugly old hag, my dad talked out his feelings in therapy, and they kind of just fell together, but dear God, I never figured how sickening it would be to watch them be all lovey-dovey like this. I hold a personal belief that parents shouldn't kiss in front of their children. I'm mostly joking, of course. I've never seen my dad like this, smiling first thing in the morning and keeping this ease about him throughout the day. He's happy. Bibble makes him happy. The three of us together makes him happy. It's all I've ever wanted. I guess next up in my agenda would be getting a dog. Any advice? 3.7k upvotes. 4,124 comments. Podficker's notes. Hi everyone! If you don't know, something about me is I love a good social media fic, and I love a good Reddit fic. I just, mwah, mwah, chef's kiss. Every single fucking time. And Dylan kills the fuck out of this one. Like, honestly, everything about this one is absolutely fantastic. I love the people in the comments section who are just like in all these subs and are just commenting on all of the posts. And you know, some people actually had helpful things to say, and of course some people were just dragging the fuck out of the post and making jokes, but that's how Reddit fucking is. Ugh. So I loved Chris being like part of this whole thing, which was great. All of his sections are just, like, comedic gold. I love the fact that Eddie, like, revives his account from high school in order to ask these strangers on the internet if he's gay. And as per usual, I think that it's just very, like, all of them to go to the internet to talk about these things, because I really do think that both Buck and Eddie are in situations where if they tell anybody about this, like, in their personal life, like, they don't want to do that. They don't want to go to anybody with their problems. Hence, asking strangers on the internet. And I think, you know, it kind of works out for them. Thank you, Drama Causer, for collecting Chris's posts and serving them up to Buck like evidence. So if you liked this and you want to hear another Reddit social media fic for Buddy read by me, I will link it down below in the comments section because I actually recorded another one of these like a couple months ago. Thank you for listening very much as always, and I will see you in the next one. Bye-bye!